In case you missed it over the weekend, there were about 100,000 WordPress sites compromised and 11,000 domains blocked by Google as a result of a particular plugin not being updated. In this particular case, the plugin is often bundled in themes, which bypasses the plugin update process. So that creates a problem of its own. While I cannot fix that particular issue because I refuse to run a theme that is updating or bundling this plugin, I can show you how to update your WordPress, your core WordPress files, your plugin files, and your theme files. And I can show you also that this process is very much unlikely to break your WordPress. So I'm going to start with the update process, and you will find under the home link in your WordPress dashboard a link that says updates. If there are no updates to be installed, then there's not going to be a number by that link. In this case, there are two updates, so we have home and then updates 2. This tells us that there are two updates. In this particular case, because I'm running on WP Engine, my process is going to be slightly different than yours because there's a point during the update process where I can create a restore point. But I'm going to skip that for now because I've already done that today. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to press enter on updates.
Updates to visited link. WordPress updates slash image concepts and dashboard.
So the first thing that comes up is the updates screen. I'm going to go to the top of the page just so I know where I'm at when I start my navigation through the page. And the first thing I'm going to run into if I navigate by headings is WordPress updates. I have some plugin notifications here, which I'm going to ignore right now. They don't have anything to do with updates. They have to do with some particular plugin settings. So I have a date that this was last checked. And this was last checked today at 11 something. I also have an option to check again. So I can run this check if I wanted to check again, but I'm not going to because I've just pulled up this page.
Heading level 3, you have the latest version of WordPress.
So the next heading on the screen says, you have the latest version of WordPress. This means that I don't have any WordPress core updates that I need to run. But I do have an option, if I want to download, re-download WordPress and reinstall this update. I'm not going
to
do that for right now.
List of one items. If you need to reinstall version 4.0.1, you can install here, download the package and reinstall manually.
So I have a choice. I can reinstall manually, or
reinstall now button.
I can press a button that says reinstall now, and it will go download WordPress from the server and install the update.
Link download 4.0.1.
I also have a link to manually download the 4.0.1 zip file. So the next part of this update process is updating plugins. There's a couple ways that you can do this. You can update them all at one time, or you can update them one by one, and there are checkboxes for each one. I will usually update them one by one, just in case I have a plugin whose compatibility I'm not sure about. But in this case, I'm familiar with all of the plugins that are installed on this site. I know about their compatibility. I know they've been tested, so I'm going to update them all at once. So I have a couple of options. I can check the Select All checkbox, which I'm not going to do because I want to show you how the other checkboxes show up. I also have an update for Akismet, which is a spam fighting plugin, so I can check that box. And the next box I have is for a Gravity Forms install, which is a forms builder. I'm going to go ahead and check that. And then I have a Select All checkbox again. So I'm going to ignore that because they are all selected by default at this point. So if you go through this list and you check the buttons or check the boxes on each one of these plugins, then the Select All box will be checked. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate by button. So I'm using JAWS, so I'm going to use B for button and navigate to the update
plugins button.
So when I press enter on this, in my particular case, it's going to bring up at the bottom of my screen a message about creating a restore point. You're not going to see this unless you are running on WP Engine. I'm going to go ahead and skip this process for now. With the no thanks, I already did this button, because I really did do this, and I'm going to press enter on that. But this is a step that's not going to be present when you update your WordPress plugins. So, the next screen that comes up, it says update plugins. I'm going to navigate to the top of the screen again, so I know where I'm at. I'm going to press H for heading, which brings me down to the main portion of the update plugin screen. I'm going to bypass these plugin notifications that I have. And the next thing that I have is a plugin updates frame. And what appears in this frame is a list of status messages and plugin update processes to show me what is actually going on. So the first message I have is that the plugin update process is starting. This may take a while on some hosts. If you're running on a free host and you have 100 plugins installed, this really could take a while. If you're running on DreamHost, Bluehost, HostGator, any of the bigger shared hosts, or any of the managed WordPress hosts, this is probably not going to take a long time if you are not running a lot of plugins. And by a lot, I mean 100. If you are, and this process takes a long time, then this frame will update. It will not refresh your entire screen. It will actually update just this frame. So the first thing that's happening is we're enabling maintenance mode. This is so that everything gets put in a freeze state. Nothing can be changed on the front end. People can't add comments, can't do anything to the database while plugins are being updated. So the first one we have is updating plugin Akismet 1 of 2. This is giving us two numbers. The first is the number in the order of updates that we're running, and the second is the number of total updates. So we have a message that says Akismet updated successfully. So this is our status. This means that the plugin was downloaded, it was unpacked, it was installed, it was checked for compatibility or code errors, and then it was reactivated once WordPress determined that the code was fine and that it can then run. We also have an option to show details. I could click on this and see a complete detail of the entire update process, which would show me all of the steps that WordPress takes to update this plugin. So the next message we have is updating Gravity Forms 2 of 2. Now, depending on how many plugins you have to update, this heading with an update, general update status, plugin updated successfully or not, and details will populate this frame. So in this case, we only have two, and as you can see, updated successfully, all of our updates are successful. We can click details on this as well if we want, but I'm not going to do that. And the final message that we have is disabling maintenance mode. So this is after all of our plugins have updated. There's no errors. Everything is compatible. Everything is going to work. We then disable maintenance mode and put the site back into live action. We then have a message that says all updates have been completed. So this is after maintenance mode has been disabled, the site is back live, and we have a message from WordPress saying that all of our plugins have updated successfully, everything is running like it should, etc. If there's an error during the update process, then WordPress will not update the plugin. So if it can't download the plugin, if it can't run the plugin, etc., it will move on to the next. It will skip that and move on to the next plugin. We then have an option to return to the plugins page, so we can click this if we want to see all of the plugins that we have installed. And we have an option to return to WordPress updates. So if we wanted to check again for WordPress updates, we can we can click on that link, go back to the Check WordPress updates, and continue installing updates if we have them. In this case, we don't have any theme updates, but that process works exactly the same way. We get a frame with update details, errors, if there are any, etc. And in the case of themes, what will happen is if the theme that you are running cannot be updated, if there's an error for some reason, then WordPress will switch to the default WordPress theme, which in this case is 2014. So, as you can see from this process, updating WordPress and updating plugins and keeping this all up to date is a seamless one. Things don't break. WordPress is going to do some things in the background to ensure that if there is a plugin update that is going to break, it's not going to update that plugin. It's going to skip and move on to the next plugin that it can update. Updating is something that is extremely important. I can't stress that enough. If I run into a site where I find old versions of WordPress, old versions of plugins and themes, I have kittens. And it's not because I think I'm better than anybody else or I think I can do this better, etc. But updating your site is one of the best ways to prevent yourself from being compromised. It's not the only way. There are other things you can do, but it is a foundational thing that has to happen in order to make sure that your site is compromise-free. The reason that updates are released is to patch security holes along with giving you updated features, and that includes accessibility features. If you have any questions, you can contact me personally. I'm at CSWordPress on Twitter. You'll also learn how to do things like update WordPress, install themes, install plugins, add content, etc. in the WordPress short course that will start running in February of 2015. The price for that is $60. You can sign up at cavitraining.com for that course, and we will cover things like how to run these updates, how to check for updates, how to make sure that you are running what you need to be running to make sure that your site is not compromised. You can also, if you are a current student, submit questions about any of our courses to Cavi Discuss. We also offer HTML, among others. All of our course listings are on cavitraining.com. And once again, if you have any personal questions for me, you can contact me at CSWordPress on Twitter or at www.customerservant.com. One other quick thing. If you do not feel comfortable with updating your sites by yourself, if you're not comfortable with handling the technical details, please consider hiring someone to do this. A hack like this weekend's should not have happened. Not on that scale. Not with that many domains being blacklisted, etc. And it could have been fixed. It could have been avoided by making sure that things are up to date. So you can either take the WordPress short course, or if you do not feel comfortable handling the technical details of your site, please consider hiring someone to do it for you. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll be back later with more WordPress tutorials.